We're not Rush today. We're not a three-man band, just a two-man band. Chase will be anchoring afternoons. He's coming up in about an hour. We should be Rush tomorrow, back to a three-man band tomorrow. Final hour, Darren Dunnick and Chase, Darren McFarland, Willie Dunnick here with you. Let's head down to Mobile, Alabama. Talk with TD, Teron Davenport, NFL Nation reporter covering the Titans for ESPN and ESPN.com. Talking with TD is his podcast you can hear on these airwaves, and he now joins us. Teron, what's going on in Mobile?
Hey, what's going on? I'm actually in Charlotte getting ready to board for Mobile in about 3 minutes, but I'm en route, so it's all good.
Oh, okay. So you're en route down there. Okay, so what do you expect this week to be? Are you going to be down there all week?
I'll be here down there till Friday, possibly Saturday for the game, but as of right now, it looks like Friday.
What do you think? You've been in this environment before. What are the Titans trying to accomplish? You know, what business are they trying to take care of down there this week?
Well, this is really the main opportunity to get face-to-face contact with some of the players, you know, actually make literal eye contact as opposed to eye contact through Zoom. There are going to be opportunities to meet with a lot of the guys. There's an assortment of pass rushers down here that I think the Titans will be interested. We'll see how that carries out. But there's strengths in a few positions, and I think really it's just going to be an opportunity to do some homework that may not have really been open to the scouts and personnel, more the high-level personnel people during the season because of COVID. You know, it was a lot more difficult to travel. So I'm not sure how often they went to games and saw these guys in person, but I do know that they didn't get to meet them in person. So that's really important here, right, in Mobile. So I think that's where the key is going to be, because most of the other stuff is going to be done virtually for the rest of this off season.
And that's where I was going. You know, last year was right before everything hit here. I mean, right before.
Yeah.
So Indianapolis happened. Now that we are where we are today, what are you hearing from the people that you talk to? How is the combine, which is supposed to be, you know, a big, big deal for all these franchises? How do we think Indianapolis and the combine, how is that all going to play out and look this season?
Yeah, well, it's not going to be the same where you have that meeting time, where you have, you know, a room that you have the players come and visit. That's not open to them anymore. So really it's going to be more of a medical thing, and that's going to be primarily in March or April. I forget the exact, which I think it's March. I'm pretty sure it's March. But they're going to have medical evaluations and those type of things. But that face-to-face, do you really love football conversation is not going to be there. And then even for pro days, it's going to be different as well. So it's a whole new ball game, and it's going to be really important to, you know, rely on your contacts that you have with schools and with, you know, background on some of these guys to be able to avoid, right, a situation like what has happened this year with their first-round pick.
If you're in the market, let's say, for a coach or two, is Mobile a good place to talk to people and find maybe a coach or two?
You know, that's a really good point, and it's a good question. I don't really think that opportunity is going to be presented, because they're encouraging the coaches and personnel people to not mingle as much, you know, outside of the Senior Bowl environment. There's a place called Veats, and a lot of stuff goes down there. It's a bar right across from the Renaissance Hotel, and that's where a lot of stuff happens. Man, you would be surprised how many deals are consummated in that place, but that's not going to be available. You know, like, that's not going to be an option this year. So we'll see. I know a lot of times coaches that are looking for jobs, they tend to go there to Mobile in order to network. So, and some of the guys I know that are looking for jobs, they won't be there. So that kind of gives me a taste of how it may be for an assortment of would-be coaches.
What do you think is going to be the biggest point of emphasis for Mike Vrabel and crew down there in Mobile this week, in your opinion?
I think the biggest point of emphasis will be just that face-to-face. And one of the things that Mike Vrabel always says whenever I ask him about, you know, what he looks for in players. I mean, that's something I ask a lot of times in press conferences. And one of the first things he says is that they love football. And it's always tougher to find out that a guy loves football when you're not talking to him face to face. Like when you're talking to someone in person, you could feel the energy and the excitement about the game and how they feel about it just based off of it, you know, that in person conversation. So I think that's the main thing that they're going to be looking for. And also just to be able to gauge character. You know, one of the things, and one of Coach Vrabel's most brilliant things that he's ever said was, you know, you look for a good person, like when you're evaluating character, and if it's someone that has background, you look to see if it's a good person that did a bad thing or a bad person that consistently does bad things. And I think that's something you can kind of feel the remorse or you know, the way a guy has worked through a situation in person more than you could feel just over a phone call or Zoom.
Talking to Teron Davenport. And, Teron, you know, as you say that, you know, I think of Isaiah Wilson. I'm guessing, I'm assuming, right, you can't go to the Senior Bowl if you're not a senior. Is that fair to say he wasn't there last year?
Correct. He wasn't. He wasn't here.
So maybe you didn't quite have that same feel for him? Is that a theory that you think has any legs?
No, they had the opportunity to talk to him extensively at the combine because you had those conversations, right? You had your coach could talk to him on an informal, and then your position coach, that is, and then your head coach could actually, you know, the whole organization, you know what I mean, is there in that hotel room when he comes, and you could grill him. And that's when they fell in love with the chuckle, right? And that's one of the things that they really liked was his just, you know, how he approached things. You know, they seem to like his gentle giant, so to speak. But, I mean, look, who could have predicted that he would have the issues that he had, you know, as far as, you know, alcohol abuse and just poor decisions? I don't think you could have predicted that.
Yeah, I'm sure they're kicking themselves for not seeing it, and hopefully he figures it out, and the narrative is different in the coming years. Let's get back to a couple other things, Teron, as we move forward here. What about just flat out pass rush, right? I would have to think that's got to be something they're looking for this week. Who can help me fix my biggest weakness?
Absolutely. And I think it's kind of a buy one, get one free situation for them down here because you got Rashad Weaver as well as Patrick Jones II. They're both Pittsburgh guys. And when you watch them, they both pop out. So they'll be able to you know, look at both of those guys and really just kind of play off of, you know, watching the same film, you know, the same games. They both actually went against Mike Vrabel's son, Tyler, at Pitt versus BC. So I think that'll be good. There's a very nice group of guys down here. Quincy Roche. There's about four or five pass rushers that are definitely worth, you know, looking at. And there's some guys that will very likely go in the first round. So it's a good opportunity for them to see them. You could see them actually in one-on-ones, right, and to see how they use their hands, how they use their moves, and just how they go through practice, right? Guys that come off the edge, like they have to be high motor guys. So you can watch a guy throughout a whole practice and see how he approaches each and every snap. And that gives you a good taste of where his motor is. You know what I mean? How intensely he plays the game.
Either one of those guys from Pitt related to Aaron Donald or Hugh Green?
I'm sure they wish, you know, because
Aaron I'd Donald move them up my boards next. If they were.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's hey, look, man, that's guilty by association right there. So I'm with you,
Teron. As you look at it right now, who do you think ends up being the quarterback for the Colts next year?
Oh,
like
good
we just
question,
heard, there
man.
Was just a rumor floated out there, Darren. I can't remember who put it out there. You put it.
It's all over the place. Okay. It seems like the Lions and 49ers may be switching quarterbacks.
And to me, that's a plus because Stafford would be a guy that scares me if I'm the rest of the division saying, ooh, you add Stafford to a team that's already pretty good. That's a plus.
Yeah.
But who do you think they end up with in this quarterback roulette that we're going to see?
Well, that's the name that first came to mind, was Stafford. With the Eagles hiring Sirianni, that kind of show, and he's a guy that's known for working with quarterbacks and looking at the positive and play, like all of that, it pans out for, hey, let's get Carson Wentz fixed. Otherwise, I thought he would be an option, but I think Stafford is likely. I can't really think of many other options for them to go for. So they have the money, they have the capital. I could see them getting Stafford.
Hmm. Okay, Teron, we're going to hit you with something. This is basically the one-year anniversary of this conversation that you had with the three of us last year. Darren brought it back up, and that was the whole – right after the AFC Championship game, it was the whole start of what to do in the offseason. We know what the Titans did. We know where Tom Brady is headed for another Super Bowl. And I remember you and Darren were both I think I was a little surprised how much you guys were saying, yeah, you should explore this Tom Brady thing. Here we are a year later. Just give us your thoughts as you watch Brady do his thing again in the postseason.
Yeah, well, I will add to that. I came around later and was like, hey, you know, I think Tannehill is the best option. But, I mean, when you look at Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. He's simply the best quarterback ever. But at the same time, I think you have to look beyond that, because that game yesterday, you know, showed that the defense had to do some things too. So I think that's something you have to keep in mind. I think it was the right move.
Extra battery, laptop, cigarette.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Okay. Sorry about that. I think that was the move that they had to make. And you have to think about more than just one season. I think that would have been a 1 or 2 year thing that wouldn't have would have worked initially, but not for the future. Thank you.
It sounds, Teron, like you might get a good conversation started on the airplane for the next flight. You guys have some great topics to kick around here.
Well, you know, I'm just multitasking and trying to be courteous and thank them for scanning me in. You know what I mean?
Well, right. Before they take your phone and shut it off, we'll go on and get out of here. Safe travels down to Mobile. Have a good week, and we'll be curious to hear what you have to say after you spend some time down there when you join us next Monday. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no problem, man. Appreciate you guys. And, hey, man, enjoy the week.
Yep, you do the same. That is Teron Davenport talking with TD's, his podcast. You should check it out. It's really good, and you can hear it on these airwaves. He usually drops it on Wednesday evenings. Of course, he is the NFL Nation reporter covering the Titans for ESPN and ESPN.com, and he's been joining us every Monday. Usually it's 11 o'clock, but as you just heard, he was traveling during his normal time slot, and I didn't realize he was going to be in Charlotte when we were talking to him. I thought he was going to be in Mobile by the time we brought him up, but he's just halfway there.
Now he did a good job multitasking.
Yeah,
you know, only
no
in
kidding.
The final minute did you start to realize that, hey, he might need to get to the seat.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss the flight.
No, not a good idea. All right, we'll come back. More on the other side, and we'll discuss some of the things that you just heard. We'd love to get your reaction, too. Weigh in. Now, what do you think about the Titans offseason? What do you think about your thoughts on coaches, players, all the above, things that we've batted around today? 615-737-1025 is our number. That's how you can get in on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donnick, and Chase next.